This is StoryQuest. Today's story is The Jubilee Teapot. Faris lived with his mum in a small terraced house in a big city. They didn't have stacks of money, so they didn't have many things. But then again, Faris's mum used to say that you should use things, not people, and love people and not things. Mum had a lot of sayings. She'd say, least said soonest mended, and better safe than sorry, and what's for you won't go past you, and things like that. Sometimes Faris wasn't always sure exactly what she meant, but he loved his mum and she loved him, so life was pretty good. Mum worked shifts at a hospital, and although she was usually around when he got home from school, her job changed, and all of a sudden she wouldn't be back until gone tea time. I've had a chat with Audrey next door. She said she'd be glad of the company. You can go around to hers until I get back, said Mum. Faris wasn't quite sure how he felt about this. Audrey was an old lady, or at least she seemed to be. Faris didn't think she had much of a family, because she always seemed to be on her own. Mum said she remembered her husband Stan, who had died before Faris was even born. She said he'd been a funny man, always whistling. But Faris didn't have much of a choice, and so that afternoon after school, he tapped on the door, and Audrey greeted him with a smile and ushered him inside. Audrey's living room was very tidy, much tidier than Faris's was. She had cabinets with interesting-looking ornaments, some sparkling crystal, others china dolls, and in pride of place, a very grand-looking teapot with silver paint and a picture of the Queen. "Wow, the Queen looks so young," he exclaimed, mesmerised by the twinkling china.
"Oh, that's my Jubilee teapot. You know what a Jubilee is, don't you?"
"I think so. It's a celebration, right?"
"That's right. It's the Platinum Jubilee this year. 70 years since the coronation. What a remarkable achievement for Her Majesty. But the Jubilee I'm talking about was 45 years ago in 1977, the Silver Jubilee. My Stan bought that teapot for me on New Year's Day that year. It cost him a pretty penny. They only made 100 of them, you know. He had to queue outside Feversham's department store for hours, would you believe? But he was first in the queue, which stretched around the block. Oh, even made the newspapers at the time, I think. He must have really liked tea. Oh, but that's just it. He didn't even drink tea. But he knew I'd had my heart set on it." Audrey chuckled fondly at the memory. "It's just the sort of person he was. Such a generous soul. He'd give anyone the top brick of the chimney." She laughed again. "Oh, that's another thing. Once, I remember, I was cooking a Sunday lunch, and he'd only just gone out for a newspaper. He came back with a parrot that he'd found loose in the park and insisted we keep it. He used to get it to say rude words. Oh, that parrot." Faris laughed. Stan sounded like he was a lot of fun. "Have you got a picture of him?" asked Faris. Audrey looked a little sad. "That's the thing, he never liked having his picture taken. Or he was the one behind the camera, so I have very few. And those I have don't look much like him to me. Look here." She pulled open a drawer and pulled out a grainy picture of Stan, looking rather somber in a suit. "He looks so serious. He didn't look like the whistling sort and definitely not the type to teach a parrot rude words. And he was anything but serious. Anyway, I'll get kettle on. I've got some hot chocolate sachets somewhere, I think." It was an interesting room with all the ornaments and knickknacks, and the teapot certainly had a pride of place. He wondered if there was a picture on the back as well as the front, and reaching out, he gently turned it round to see better. When disaster struck, the teapot wobbled on the shelf, slipped through Faris's hands, and fell tumbling to the floor. Smash and crash. Audrey came running from the kitchen at once.
"What on earth have you done? Oh, Faris, that's my most prized possession, and now it's broken," wailed Audrey, kneeling to gather the shards.
"Oh, I'm so sorry," Faris gasped, feeling absolutely dreadful, stooping to help, but she waved him away, just distraught.
"I think you'd better stay in the kitchen until your mum gets back before you break anything else."
Faris did as he was told, and sat in the kitchen watching videos on his phone and feeling really bad about breaking Audrey's precious teapot. He could hear her collecting the pieces and tipping them into the bin. The fine china had shattered beyond all repair. Not much else was said until Mum returned. Audrey didn't mention the teapot, but Mum could sense something was up. It's just something mums can do, as you probably know, even if you don't say a word. Faris couldn't help but confess to it all when he got home, and felt even worse to think that he might have made things difficult for Mum too. After all, what if Audrey didn't want to look after him anymore? He told her all about why the teapot was so special, and about Stan, and about how he'd ruined everything. To his surprise, Mum frowned a bit, but then gave him a big hug. She looked quite thoughtful. "I said I was sorry, but it didn't seem to make any difference," said Faris, glumly. "Actions speak louder than words. I've got an idea about how perhaps we can make it up to Audrey," she said. The next afternoon, after school, Faris tapped on the door and Audrey opened it. She wasn't smiling today. Faris took a deep breath and went inside. He handed over a slim package. It was something Mum had found on the internet. It had arrived priority post just that morning. Audrey looked at it curiously, unwrapping it slowly and carefully.
"It's a newspaper," Audrey said, clearly puzzled.
Faris nodded.
"Look at the date."
She slowly unfolded the old paper.
January 1st, 1977. That's the Jubilee year, and oh, look.
The front page had a large picture of a long queue of people outside an old-fashioned but rather grand-looking shop.
"Feversham fever for Jubilee," said the headline.
And there at the front of the long queue, which stretched around the block, was a familiar face. It was Stan. He was raising his hat in a funny way and beaming broadly at the photographer with a twinkle in his eye.
"Oh, it's my Stan, and look, just as I remember him."
Audrey rushed to give Faris a hug. She couldn't stop looking at the picture and beamed broadly.
"What a wonderful, wonderful memory. Thank you, dear. How silly of me to get in such a tiz over a silly old teapot. After all, it's just a thing."
Faris smiled and felt relieved that Audrey was happy. "My mum said you should use things, not people, and love people, not things. I've never really understood what she meant before."
"I think your mum is very wise," said Audrey quietly. "Oh, I'm sorry, Faris, for making such a fuss about that teapot. The memories are what counts. And this old picture, well, it's priceless."
It was settled. They were friends again. And over the coming days and weeks, Faris would spend the hour before Mum got home drinking hot chocolate in Audrey's kitchen. But he was very careful not to touch any of her ornaments ever again. Things might not be as important as memories or people, but even still, as Mum would have said, better safe than sorry.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.